Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to Day 30 of the Letters of John. Today's title is The Ultimate Contrast. John Stott said, "A person's life is his most precious possession. Consequently, to rob him of it is the greatest sin we can commit against him, while to give one's life on his behalf is the greatest possible expression of love for him. This, then, is the ultimate contrast. Cain's hatred issued in murder, Christ's love issued in self-sacrifice." Our text today is 1 John 3:12 through 16. "We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers." John has a unique style of writing that reveals both sides of a situation. He has the divine ability to give us the difference between real Christianity and false religion. It's no surprise, then, that his first letter is full of contrasts. Here is a summary of the contrasts we have seen thus far in 1 John. Light and darkness in 1 John 1:5. New command, old command in 1 John 2:7-8. Loving God, loving the world in 1 John 2:15-16. Christ and Antichrist in 1 John 2:18-22. Truth and lies in 1 John 2:20-21. Children of God and children of the devil in 1 John 3:1-10. 1 John 3:12-16 gives us the ultimate contrast of love and hatred. Stephen Cole provides a greater understanding into this contrast of hatred and love found in today's scripture. In our text, John again gets out his black and white paint and does not mix them into shades of gray. He wants to expose the errors of the heretics in the plainest terms, so he contrasts the world with the church. His message is, "The mark of the world is hatred, but the mark of the church is love." The mark of the world is hatred. Sometimes to define a somewhat vague notion like love, it is helpful to contrast it with the opposite, hatred. So, John contrasts the love that we are to have for one another with Cain's murder of his brother, Abel. Then he states, "Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you." John here reflects Jesus' words in the upper room, "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you." By the world, John means the unbelieving world, of course, which is under Satan's dominion in opposition to God. But in particular, John was targeting those who had left the church and were promoting false teaching about the person and work of Christ. When John speaks of love, he points us to the supreme example of Jesus laying down his life for us. Thus, a helpful definition of biblical love is a self-sacrificing, caring commitment that shows itself in seeking the highest good of the one loved. Jesus sacrificed himself because he cared for us and is committed to seek our highest good, that ultimately we might share his glory. Since hatred is the opposite of love, we may define it as a selfish, insensitive attitude that shows itself in disregarding others' good as I seek my own interests. This essence of hatred is the self-centered bent of fallen human nature that says, I'll help you if it helps me, or if it's not too much of a hassle. But if it comes down to you or me, I'm looking out for me. When we understand hatred as such, we can see it characterizes the unbelieving world. The world is motivated by self-interest. Self-sacrifice to the world is crazy. The mark of the church is love. John draws a sharp contrast between the hatred that marks the world and the love that marks the church. Whereas hatred is typified in Adam's firstborn, love is typified in God's firstborn, Christ. Verse 16 literally reads, "By this we have experientially come to know love, the one laid down his life for us." The cross is the supreme demonstration of what real love, God's love, is. There is hardly a passage in the New Testament that speaks of God's love that does not also speak of the cross. The most familiar is another 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." If you want to know what God's love is like, look at Jesus, the righteous one, who willingly sacrificed himself on behalf of the ungodly. Whereas hatred originates with the devil, love originates with God. John will state this directly in 1 John 4:7, but it is implicit in our text today. Love in the believer comes from God. In 1 John 3:10, John said that the one who does not love is not of God, implying that the one who loves is of God. In 1 John 3:17, he says that if we do not demonstrate practical love for those in need, the love of God does not abide in us. If you lack love for someone, first make sure that you are born of God, then ask him for it. Whereas hatred divides people and may result in murder, love unites people and results in laying down our lives for others. Here are some questions to consider today. In what ways do you bear the mark of the world, or hatred? In what ways do you bear the mark of the church, or love? How does the extreme contrast between hatred and love found in today's scripture help you to draw closer to Christ? Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.